Let's get now to Bloomberg Asia Energy reporter Dan Murto, who joins us from Beijing to discuss China's severe drought and power crisis. Factories shutting down as this extreme heatwave strains energy grids, with Sichuan hardest hit. I mean, this is quite a dire situation, Dan, and just really adding to China's economic woes. Tell us what we're seeing and the impact here to these factories being shut down.
Yeah, well, Jules, as you know, I lived in Singapore for several years, and central China is putting Singapore's heat to shame. It's been above 40 degrees for most of the last 2 months, certainly above 35 just about every day. The heat wave there has dried up the Yangtze River, one of the biggest rivers in the world, to the point that riverbanks are exposed for more than 10 meters in a lot of places in Wuhan, where we visited. And that's created two big problems for China's energy system. One is that air conditioning demand has gone through the roof. In Sichuan province, like, the daily peak use has jumped by 25% from just a year ago. And at the same time, China is the world's biggest hydropower generator. Dam projects like the Three Gorges produce a lot of energy. And the river is so low that they're producing about 50% less power right now than they were just a little while ago. So those two things are going in, and Sichuan has had to shut basically power off to almost all of its industrial users for basically the past 10 days to be able to keep lights and air conditioners on at people's homes. And it's starting to spread beyond that, too. Shanghai, for example, has shut off the lights for its skyscrapers in the Bund area, so you don't see that beautiful skyline right now. Wuhan, we went to a mall where only half the escalators were working. The air conditioner was kept up at a much higher rate than normal. So there's lots of little conservation efforts happening throughout the country, in addition to the really severe cuts in Sichuan.
The country also has the largest fleet of solar panels and wind turbines. I wonder whether or not that has helped. Has that been able to replace some of the lost supply?
Honestly, not really. So Sichuan has a very unique power structure in that about 80% of its generation capacity is these hydropower dams. You know, Sichuan is famously mountainous and beautiful with rivers everywhere, and so they've always been able to rely on hydropower dams. They only have a little bit of wind and solar, and they only have a little bit of coal power plants, so they haven't had much to fall back on once this drought really took hold. I think when you look out into the future, China's going to be doing a couple of things to try to make sure the situation doesn't happen again. One thing is that they're going to try to improve the interconnectedness within its power grids within the country, so that some of these wind and solar installations all around the country that you're talking about can get into Sichuan and relieve the pressure in the future.
Dan, what does this have in terms of an impact to China's growth? I mean, we're already grappling with the COVID zero policy, with the property slowdown. What are economists saying in terms of the power outages impacting GDP targets?
It's certainly not going to help. Most economists say that, you know, it's basically August 15th to the 25th have been the really severe power cutoffs in Sichuan. And Sichuan accounts for about 5% of China's GDP. Unless the heat wave lasts longer and the power outages last longer, or these ripple-on effects into other provinces get worse than we're seeing right now, they don't think that there'll be a noticeable impact on the national GDP. But what's happening is several industries have very key supply chain hubs in Sichuan. Sichuan's a big producer of polysilicon for solar panels, for example, or lithium chemicals for EV batteries. And so we're going to see ripple effects in those industries continuing down the supply chain for the next couple of weeks and maybe even months.
With hydropower cut so much, that output, is it likely we're just going to see a lot more coal burned in these days?
Yeah, absolutely, Brian. The beginning of this year, the first half of this year, China actually burned less coal than last year because it was really rainy and hydropower generation surged. It was up about 20% over the first 6 months, but that has just completely reversed. We've seen that in August so far, coal burning has gone up by about 15%. And, you know, frankly, this isn't, you know, once these heat waves go away and air conditioning goes down and the power curves end in Sichuan, this isn't going to be the end of the problem, because we're going to spend the rest of this year, these reservoirs aren't going to get repleted right away. And so the hydropower generation is going to be pretty low for a while. And that means China's going to have to go out and import more gas and import more coal and mine more coal to power its country. That's going to put it on a collision course with European nations that are out there right now driving up power or driving up prices of coal and gas to make sure that they get heated for the winter.
Just finally and quickly, Dan, what does all this mean for global food supply? Because as you say, it's not just happening in China, and we know it's happening in India and affecting rice planting areas too.
Yeah, I mean, this is the scary thing, is we don't really know yet how bad the impact on agriculture is going to be. We see pictures of croplands that are scorched and torched, and we're hoping that the farmers are able to maintain crop yields. But so far, that's going to be the big thing to watch in the coming months, is how badly this damages crops and the biggest food-consuming country in the world.
All right, terrible news. Thank you, Dan. As always, Dan Murtagh, Bloomberg's Asia Energy reporter with us in Beijing. Fascinating piece by the Bloomberg team there about China's historic drought spawning this power crisis and being a new test for President Xi.